Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and once again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am excited. As I mentioned, this year we are doing repeats of guests that I feel brought very helpful, practical, high-value ideas to you guys. I learned a lot. And today we have one of my dearest friends, Amy Owen, joining us. Hey, Amy.
Hi there. How are you?
Fantastic. We are actually in the same room, which is rare. Usually I am over Skype, so this is a treat.
So fun.
So Amy, for those of you who didn't catch her first episode, she came on, she's a yoga teacher here in Chicago at one of the premier, I would argue the premier yoga studio in Chicago. I'm biased. It's where I did my teacher training, Yoga View. If you live around here, check out yogaview.com. Today's plan is to, the last episode was so popular with this practical sort of walkthrough on breathing that I wanted Amy to come back and really walk us through how to breathe correctly. And I know maybe you're thinking that doesn't sound like the most complicated or interesting or I don't know, worthwhile thing to be thinking about. But once I learned how to breathe properly, it really helps with anxiety. It helps with resets, restarts. You're in a fight with somebody. There's a million reasons why learning how to properly breathe from somebody like Amy can change your life in a matter of 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody out there is teaching breathing techniques, but if you don't know how to do it, it's, I don't know, it's a little lame, I think. Yeah. So Amy's going to start there, and then we're going to do what I think is the best breathing technique for anxiety. So anybody who feels stressed, I think that's all of us. This one, I do it
all of us at some point in the day or in our life.
Three or four times. All right. So breathing, Amy, first of all, start from the basics. Why is it important to think about how we breathe, getting a good breath?
Well, what's so cool about breathing is that you can actually change and alter your nervous system just by changing your breath. So if we're feeling anxious, we don't actually have to think about anything. We don't have to really do anything. All we have to do is change our breathing pattern, and it'll immediately slow down our nervous system. And so I think of it as like when a dog is resting or relaxed, their mouth is always closed, right? Mm-hmm. They're always breathing in and out through their nose.
Okay.
But when they're excited or nervous or scared, what do?
Pant.
So it's like, ha, ha, ha. So just watching them and what they do can be an example to us and what we want to do. So this idea of breathing in and out through the nose, just that simple shift can really slow down our nervous system, slow down our reaction time to a situation that we're in, can slow down that panicky feeling that we may be getting if we're experiencing anxiety. And it's just, it can be as simple as, so if we're breathing, you know, in and out, if you just stretch that breath out and breathe in just a little bit longer than you normally do and out just a little bit longer than you normally do, that can have a profound
difference. Yeah, because this is what I think is such an important point. And I think I didn't realize till I got the awareness, but most of us are breathing very shallow, very like just sort of in our chest, very, very, very small little breaths all day long. And you're not aware of it, but that shift of just bringing consciousness and adding 10, 15% more to the inhale or exhale can significantly change your emotional state, right?
Yes, exactly. And we only use, I don't know, 30% of our lung capacity on a regular day. When we do yoga and we practice this yogic breathing, which is what we're going to show you guys today, it can maximize our lung capacity to almost 100%. So we just use a very small percentage of it in our daily life, typically,
yeah.
Most people do. And so we're just working to expand that. And what we're doing when we deepen our breath is we're creating vitality for ourselves. We're going to feel more energized. We're going to feel more awake. We're going to feel more alive. You know, the breath, it's by moving it in our bodies, we're creating more flow, you know, more energetic flow in our bodies just by deepening the breath.
Yeah.
And by pulling it into all of our bodies, because most of us, when we breathe, we just breathe, like you said, very shallow and in our chest.
Yeah.
But we want to try and breathe throughout our whole body.
And a full exhale allows you to release your shoulders, your neck, your back, all the tension, and just bringing that awareness into your body so that you can relax a little bit, right? Those little shallow breaths just adds to tension. So it's such a small shift. And this is why I wanted to do this today, because I feel like everybody listening, you can do this, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in a day in your car, at the office, when you're arguing with your children, whatever you're doing, just bringing that attention and adding a little bit more to your breath can alter it. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because my daughter always comments, she's like, Mom, you're doing that breathing thing. Like, we'll be, you know, arguing about something or something will be going on. Like, maybe we got a car accident or I don't know, something. And we get delayed at the airport and I have to talk to the, you know, the front desk or the help desk. And she's like, Mom, you're doing that deep breathing thing again. Cause I'm like, but it really helps me in those situations to stay calm and collected. Calm, cool, and collected.
Well, you're just making me think, but the other thing that happens when we bring our mind to our breath is it takes it out of the narrative in our head, right? So that situation you're mentioning, right? You're getting super pissed at whatever's happening at the airport or traffic or what have you. When you tune in, you go into the breath. It gets you out of your mind, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It slows down that monkey mind.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So first, Amy, if you could just, this was enlightening to me. I thought I was breathing pretty well until somebody explained what a breath looks like from the base all the way up and to the top and then exhale. So can you just walk us through the basics? So if you exhale all the way out, what does a breath look like from the sort of the base all the way up?
So you want to start your breath in the base. So in our bodies, our base is our belly. So we want to start the breath in the belly. And I think of it as like filling up a helium balloon. You want to like start that breath just like a helium balloon. When you blow up a helium balloon, it starts to expand at the bottom, the round part, not the tail part. And then it starts to expand evenly in all directions until it's completely filled up. And then if you let the air back out, it slowly deflates around all sides. And so in our bodies, we're starting the breath in the low belly. We're wanting to expand through our whole rib cage. So that means the front side of the rib cage, the back side of the rib cage, the sides. So four directions all at the same time. And the breath we want to carry up towards our chest. And then when we exhale, the breath goes from the chest all the way back down.
So in your mind's eye, when you're breathing, you want to bring your attention all the way down into your belly and start there by opening up and extending and then into the chest and then reverse.
Yes.
Which that's the part that I think I just wasn't practicing. I was kind of just breathing deeper into my upper chest and some of my ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said it really quickly, but I just want to highlight it. This part about breathing in all directions. I had a teacher once who had me breathing into my back rib cage and it took him an hour. This is a true story. It really an hour to get me to find the back of my ribs to breathe into it. But it's like an accordion, right? I mean, we do breathe in all directions. Any tips to get people connected to breathing in different directions? Like how do you start that process of awareness?
Well, I think the first step is what's really helpful is just to get the breath rising and falling correctly. Because like you said, we typically start the breath in our chest. That's kind of how we're conditioned. And that's where we live from in this fast-paced world. And so we tend to breathe through the chest. What I find really helpful is to lay on my back, put one hand onto my belly, one hand onto my chest, and feel your hand rise up as you breathe into your belly. And then carry it up towards your chest where your other hand is. Feel that hand physically lift up and then from your heart, drop it back down and back down to your belly. So I almost think of it as like the wave of an ocean, you know, the wave rises up to shore and then slowly falls back to sea. And there's a little bit of a sound in the breath. We want the breath to kind of be deep. And so it's almost like the sound of an ocean wave, which can actually be really soothing.
And then expanding and slowing down that breath and expanding it right as you go. Is that?
Yeah. So the breath goes up and down, but it also goes in and out. So it's moving in six directions at the same time. So first we want to get that up and down movement. that inhale and exhale. And I think of the inhale as the energizing part of the breath. So we're pulling in new oxygen, new energy, new prana. So if we feel tired, kind of accentuating that inhale can be really energizing. And then on the exhale, that's when we release, let go, soften, and relax. So if you are feeling anxious, to accentuate the exhale would be more important.
Got it.
So there's that aspect of the, you know, and then eventually we want to find a balance, right? Between energy and ease, you know, effort and ease. We're creating energy and releasing tension in the body or in the mind. And then we start to expand the breath out as well. So it's different parts, and eventually it's six parts, but I think it's easier to think of the up down in the beginning and that idea of the helium balloon, because that's going to get you to expand in all four directions as you move the breath up and down.
And then as you do a few breaths, it can get longer and slower.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if the first few sort of are short and don't give up, right?
Don't give up. And you said to find... It helps to count to yourself how many breaths can you pull in. And it may just be, you know, inhale one, two, and then exhale one, two. And then eventually you might be able to stretch it out to 10 breaths.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the idea. That could be kind of a nice exercise or practice for people on their own to really kind of monitor and see where their breath is going and how it's expanding.
Okay. So a side note, I just have to indulge for a second. So Amy and I did our yoga teacher training at the same time. That's where we met. And our teacher is a very large rugby player. He's how tall?
I think 6'5".
He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's really broad.
And so he was teaching pranayama, you know, breathing. And I don't know if you remember this, but his lungs are large because he's a big guy. Plus he does this. So he was counting.
To 10.
Yeah.
Immediately.
And I was like, I would have passed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty intense. Okay. So I think those were all my questions. Prana, for people who don't know, what is the meaning?
Life force. Life vitality. Force. Yeah.
Yeah. This is it. All right, guys. So we're gonna walk you through a breathing technique that you can do, probably not while you're driving. It can cause some lightheadedness sometimes. So sit somewhere comfortable. It's great for anxiety, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So Amy, walk us through. I'll do it. I'll be the guinea pig.
Okay. So if it's helpful, put one hand on your heart, one hand onto your low belly.
Okay.
Start your breath in your belly. And we're going to count to the count of four for the inhale. So start the first exhale, it out. And then start the inhale for one, two, three, four. Now hold it. And now exhale, one, two, three, and four, and hold it. And again, inhale for one, two, three, four, pause, and exhale, one, two, three, four, and pause. One more time. Inhale for one, two, three, four. Hold it. And exhale. One, two, three, four, and hold it. And then just return to your breath. Take some actually deeper inhales and exhales in and out through your nose.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then more relaxed.
So that pause... When we call it breath retention, the term is kumbhaka. When you retain the breath in between the inhale and the exhale, it's just another way to slow the breath down and then also kind of keep the breath in or keep it out to create a little bit of movement of the breath inside the body or to keep it out and have a little bit more emptiness.
Yeah. No, and I do this one all the time. And anybody out there, if you do this and it feels great, keep going. You can do, like Amy said, up to 10 breaths, and you can also hold it longer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the longer you hold it, it also is more and more and more calming. At first, I wouldn't suggest holding it that long because it can make you dizzy.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it while you're driving.
Not driving.
Yeah. Definitely. But it's a really, again, just quick, easy, simple way to slow the nervous system down. So going from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic, going from fight or flight mode, like a dog panting, to this really calm, restful place.
Love it. And before bed, having, like I said, an argument with somebody, you have a difficult situation you have to walk into at work. You can do this anywhere, anytime. Mm-hmm. You can do it all day. You can do it once a day. It's just, it's really a tremendous thing to add to your life.
And I would say one little tip to try for you guys is before you're about to walk into a meeting or a stressful situation, a difficult conversation. For me, it's like I would sit in the carpool line before, you know, when I was waiting for my kids, and I would just close my eyes and do some deep breathing. And it just shifts you, even if you're not, didn't have a stressful day, just shifts you and kind of drops you into a more place of calm and presence. And so when my kids would get in the car, then I was just like ready to greet them, and I was present and centered. And
because it calms the mind, it gets you into the present moment.
Yeah. And it's a great tool for kids. My kids do it when they're stressed.
Great.
And mom was like, let's slow the breath down. And even if you don't retain the breath, just breathing in and out through your nose, starting in your belly, filling up that helium balloon, slowly letting the air back out is going to make them feel better.
Yeah. And bringing attention to the parts of your body that feel tension. And as you exhale, to just keep letting each little tight part go.
Yeah.
Amy, thank you so much.
This was so awesome.
Anybody in Chicago, yogaview.com, you can check out Amy at amyowenyoga.com. And if you're not in Chicago and you want to get more of Amy, she has tremendously exciting, fun, cool places she goes for retreats. I'm going, but I haven't gone yet. I'm going though. But
you're coming.
Check it out on her website. That she just picks beautiful locations, and you can check out a yoga retreat if that's of interest. Thank you guys for listening. As always, if you have any questions or comments, hit me up, Laura@lauraco.com. And thank you for listening.